Support for KPLU comes from Peach-O-Rama at Metropolitan Market. Peach-O-Rama features peaches arriving daily from Pence Orchards and Frog Hollow Organic Farms. Metropolitan Market's daily peach Brix ratings or sugar levels are available at peachorama.com.
Well, Nancy Leeson, you are in the enviable position of being a person who can truthfully claim that she has had her first time twice.
More than twice, my friend.
And of course, what I am talking about is you have been working in a restaurant when it opened for the very first time, and you have been a reviewer of a restaurant on its very first time. I wonder if you would like to compare and contrast those experiences for us here on Food for Thought.
Well, let me straighten this out by saying that back when I was doing regular restaurant criticism, the last place I ever wanted to be was in a restaurant on its first night, because it's crazy on a first night. But I certainly have, since I've been writing about restaurants in a feature type way, been in some brand new places. Like last week, I went to a brand new Ballard restaurant called, great name, Kickin' Boot Whiskey Kitchen. Do you love that?
That is a good name.
I will take you there for some ribs and fried chicken.
Ooh.
To say nothing of some whiskey. What was exciting about that place, it was guys who really know what they're doing. They've opened more than a few restaurants, and they seem to have had it all taken care of. Everything seemed smooth to me. I think they felt like it wasn't going as well as it could have. The bar was a little bit behind, and they had like lots of guys in the bar and everything. But there was this great energy of good service and kind service and really good food and just this certain vibe about when a place is brand new. When Tom Douglas opened Lola, I happened in there on the first night because I just couldn't stand it. I had to go. I was driving by and I thought, if there's a parking space, I'm going to go in. And sure enough, there was a parking space. So I thought that was my sign that I could go have a bite to eat and a drink. And things were going beautifully there as well. When someone's opened a lot of restaurants, it's easier to have that first time, that first night work smoothly. But I've also, as a waitress, opened a couple of restaurants, one called Saks in Anchorage, Alaska. I remember that day we worked so hard on that restaurant, on opening it, coming up with a name. After that first exceedingly busy day of working lunch and dinner, we shut the door, the last customers walked out, and my friend Joanne, the owner, came out from the kitchen, and we all just stood up and applauded. Because it's tough. It's like it's a tough business. And it's tougher than, say, you know, opening a retail operation where, you might not know who's going to come in, but you have your stock there. Because it's always a different night. It's not like even a play where it's the same words you're supposed to say over and over. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new place. It's easy to practice on family and friend nights, but to just get there with not knowing who's going to come in, how many people, at what pace, it's tough stuff.
I guess unless you've opened a lot of restaurants, you can never really anticipate everything that's going to go wrong.
You can. So I always suggest if you're the kind of person who wants to go out to a restaurant its first night just to say you were there, do it with the knowledge that things just might not go smoothly, and don't hold it against the place. Take it as sort of a great opportunity to check a place out for excitement's sake. You know, I always get bent out of shape when I hear people say, oh, it was lousy. Hey, it's been open for 2 minutes.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein here on Food for Thought.